Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yes, game on. Nice day outside, and it changes the tenor of everything that we do and our approach to things. And I will say this, life coming back to downtown Minneapolis when it gets nice like this and people are out and about. And some of it driven by, I'm not sure, Brits is an English pub. But I think it's the closest thing they got to an Irish pub in downtown Minneapolis, because it looked like they were flocking there in green tonight. As I left WCCO-TV, I'm over at the flagship station, WCCO Radio, which I come to infrequently because I've got a studio at the radio station as well and at home, or the TV station at home. But I did today because it was so nice out and we didn't have a 6 o'clock news because of the NCAA basketball tournament. By the way, there's a reason that I said Richmond would beat Iowa. To me, that was the upset special. If you watched Iowa in the Big Ten tournament, yeah, I know that they won the Big Ten tournament, and the easy pick at that point in time is to say, hey, Iowa's on a roll. But they looked a little tired to me by the end of it. They looked like they expended themselves energy-wise a lot in beating Purdue in the championship game. In fact, I thought coming out of that, I said, I think Purdue – will go further than Iowa in the NCAA because they're better built and they didn't expend the energy that Iowa did to win the Big Ten tournament. But it becomes chic and it becomes a lot of you people fell for that. You said, well, Iowa won. Obviously, they're going to win the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. Some of you have them going to the Final Four. And I said, just hang tight here. Richmond's got a little something going. And Iowa looked a little tired to me. And sure enough, that played out. Iowa lost. You know, the other one that again, I don't know how you guys did in your brackets. I was perfect today. Colorado State with David Roddy and Nico Medved. I have a connection because, you know, so do many in Minnesota. It's because Roddy played at Breck and Nico was one time a student manager for the University of Minnesota. So I follow them. They're the sixth seed and they're playing Michigan. And Juwan Howard came back to coach Michigan. And he made that halftime adjustment that I thought he might make. Colorado State was ahead by, I don't know, 15 points, something like that in the first half. Then slowly they started to chip away. And at halftime he made that adjustment where they put him on their heels and they pushed everything. And I thought he would, and I thought they'd respond to him because they had pretty good shooters. And sure enough, they did. And Michigan wins against Colorado State, going away at the end. And it would have been fun to watch Colorado State play again because, yeah, obviously I just kind of watched for the connections and everything else. Now, here is your interesting fact of the day. In 1997, the Golden Gopher basketball team went to the Final Four. I don't know how many of you attended that or were a part of that run. They won the Big Ten championship, and you don't have to call in or text in and say, well, they didn't really do it because they took the banners down and blah, 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 blah. They did, though. They played the games. They did all those things. Okay, that was in 1997. I remember I covered that team throughout. At the time, I was hosting the Clem Haskins show. Clem was the head coach. We did the weekly show, and we kind of had we had a lot of access and behind the scenes and all that stuff at that point in time. And they went to they were a number one seed. They went to Kansas City, won a couple of games early, beat Southwest Texas off the top, beat Temple. Then they went down to San Antonio. For me, and for those of you, if there's anybody out there that went on that trip, back me up on this and call us. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. If anybody out there was on that trip that went down to San Antonio, was that not one of the greatest sports trips you could take? I mean, it really was. I mean, it just all came together, everything. The Gophers went down there. They were the favorite, but not by much. They get in this unbelievable game with Clemson on Thursday. They're playing Clemson, and they've got the Turbo kid from Totino Grace, who's playing for Clemson, and they are going back and forth, and it just turns into a nail biter. And Bobby Jackson takes over the game at the Dome, the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. He and Sam Jacobson, but a lot of Bobby Jackson. And he's making big shots, and they're making big shots, and it goes double overtime. Double overtime, and the Gophers find a way to win. And it sets them up then to play UCLA in the next game. And now you got to understand, if you're down there at that point in time, the weather is absolutely gorgeous. Everybody's staying on the Riverwalk, which is the signature piece of San Antonio. You know, you've got the Alamo to visit, but it's the Riverwalk where it's this man-made river that they built back in the 40s. And it goes right through downtown, and they sail boats on there, and they do different things on there. And they've got all the, you know, the Marriott Hotel, all the nice hotels and restaurants up against it, so you can sit out there. I mean, it is gorgeous in terms of the weather. And the Gophers find a way to win that first game. Now, remember, if they don't, you're going back home, right? Now they got to play UCLA on Saturday. And UCLA had a young coach by the name of Steve Lavin that had taken over. They'd had some problems in the program. He had taken over. He was in his early 30s. And they've got a nice team. And that Saturday, the Gophers played pretty well. Charles Thomas, Quincy Lewis, a couple of freshmen, maybe their sophomores, then step up, have good games, and they end up beating UCLA going away. And are now on their way to the Final Four, something, you know, the only time in the history of the program, obviously, they've gone to the Final Four. And the place is just alive and abuzz with Minnesota. I mean, it is the feel-good story of the, you know, the decade at that time. I don't know. That was, what, 97? Yeah, so Vikings 98 season, those have probably been the highlights of the 90s for this. Well, 91, obviously, the Twins won the World Series, would have been number one. Anyway. This place is it's rocking, it's cool, it's, I mean, everything. And it was just a wonderful trip. Governor Carlson at the time, he's down there. Jim Wacker showed up. He was coaching Southwest Texas. They gave him a standing ovation when he walked in because they admired him as a person so much. Lots of highlights to that trip. I remember sitting in the plane, on the team plane on the way back, and we had to wait forever because they had to burn off fuel because the plane was too heavy. And I was sitting next to a less than patient passenger by the name of Sid Hartman. And he was growing more and more impatient as we sat on the runway there waiting to take off. And finally, he turned to me and said, "I tell you what, this plane goes down and UCLA is going to end up in the Final Four after all." Anyway, and we sent him up to the cockpit. We said, "You go ask the pilots what's going on." So he did. That's how we knew they were burning fuel off. Okay, so that was 1997. 1997, 25 years ago this month. They didn't even celebrate or recognize that team, I don't think, this year, even though it's 25 years later. What's my point? Okay. If somebody would have told you 25 years ago, the Gophers, they went the next week, they got beat by Kentucky, season over. But I mean, things are on the upswing. Now they were losing Bobby Jackson and John Thomas, both first-round picks. So they weren't going to be the team that you envisioned, but they had some things. So they still had two more first-round picks in the fold with Sam Jacobson and Quincy Lewis. And this Charles Thomas, who didn't come back, but he was a really good player. Eric Harris was the point guard. They had a lot of things about that team to like and about the program to like, because Minnesota basketball was getting so good at the time and obviously has continued to this day. They had Khalid El-Amin. They lost Khalid El-Amin. That would have been a key. But anyway, at that time, Minnesota basketball was a hot ticket. And you felt like, okay, in the next year, Courtney James would have been the other fundamental piece. They needed some big guys, and Courtney didn't come back, and they didn't have a very good year the next year, but they ended up making the NIT and winning the NIT. It was really fun. Anyway, that was 1997 that they had this run to the Final Four. Now, if somebody would have told you, a basketball fan at that time would have said, you know what, over the next 25 years, the Gophers will win a total of 2 NCAA tournament games. A total in the next 25 years, the Gophers will win a total of 2 basketball games in the NCAA tournament, because that's what they've done. In 25 years, they have won 2 NCAA tournament games. Tubby Smith beat UCLA, lost to Texas, got fired. Richard Pitino beat Louisville down in Iowa, and then lost to Michigan State on Saturday. Can you believe that? 25 years. If you say, hey, man, you want to buy season tickets to the Gophers? Well, let me just tell you something. You're 30 years old. Say, over the next 25 years, I don't know how good teams are going to be, because they're only going to win 2 NCAA tournament games. I mean, can you imagine how pessimistic you'd have been, how down you would have been, if you'd have known that to be the truth? It's like this picture with Howard Cosell that circulated and became famous. And Howard Cosell is standing next to two young, very athletic-looking gentlemen by the name of Bruce Jenner and O.J. Simpson. And he's doing an interview with them, and they all look dapper and good. And the caption under – it must have been like 1977 or 78. The caption underneath it reads, "You're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you." Things change, don't they? They ain't what you think they're going to be. But how about that? 25 years and 2 NCAA tournament wins. That is not a way to stay fiscally healthy. And that's the reason that there's still empty seats at the arena. Back after this with more thoughts from today and then some Sports to the Max at WCCO. All right, welcome back. Lance Johnson is head coach of Minnehaha Academy. His team will play to go to the state tournament tomorrow night. But he's also got one eye on the NBA, one guy in the eye on the NCAA is Jalen Suggs. Of course, last year took over the tournament for a bit, made the D shot today. Chet Holmgren, his former player, took Gonzaga on a ride against Georgia State. I think he had 18-16. It was a double-double with 7 blocks. It was some big numbers that he put up, and they beat Georgia State going away because of it. Lance, thank you for joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline on short notice.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, what's it like when you watched Chet today?
I only watched a half. So
yeah, you had practice, I bet.
Exactly. We had cut out to practice right after the first half, that Gonzaga didn't play very well in. So no. We were kind of all practice thinking, okay, what's up? But our AD, Josh Throw, kept giving us updates, and obviously they pulled out. Way ahead. I gather Chet had a really good day today, so I'm really happy for him.
He did. He the crescendo was he stole an inbound pass, went the length and got an and one, dunked it, and they followed him as a trailer, and you go, whoa. And you know, I have to ask this question because I ask it every time I see. How can you be that thin, where he looks to be that thin, and do all the things that he does? He's never out of position, and he blocks shots, and it looks like they just muscle him, but that doesn't happen. What does he do?
Well, number one, he's not as weak as people kind of think.
Perceive,
he is.
Yeah,
right. He spent the senior or the COVID year when we ended the year and couldn't play. He spent the next 6-8 months and locked himself in a weight room. And that his senior year, he came out and was much stronger than he had ever been before. So you can see that even though he's wiry, he's got a lot of strength. Plus, I think I've told you this before. He's a tremendous athlete. Big guys get tabbed as non-athletes. They're just tall. He is a really good athlete. So good body control, good flexibility. I guess that's why, you know, he can do what he can do.
Yeah, that's why he's going to go maybe number one overall and be a lottery pick.
Yeah,
you know, the thing that I noticed last year, you guys played Totino Grace in the section championship game. And I had a chance to, you know, it was a really good game because Totino had a good team. You guys had a really good team, et cetera. But the thing that I didn't realize that you have to account for is he changes everybody's game from 10 feet in because he can block anything. So now, you know, even if you beat a defender, you've got that second wall behind you, and either he can block it or he changes your shot. I don't know that you can statistically quantify that, but that's huge, isn't it?
No, I people laughed at me when I used to say he's worth 40 points to us, you know, before we even tipped the ball off.
Yep.
And I mean, you could actually, with his 20 plus scoring average, with the fact that he got near 10 blocks, a game, and then the number of shots that he altered, it gets to 40 pretty quick.
It does. Lance Johnson, our guest, Minnehaha Academy coach. Now, last year, Jalen Suggs, you got to watch take Gonzaga on a ride. What was that like for you just to sit back and watch that when you have coached someone like that?
It was different because, you know, Jalen's still Jalen to me. And, mm-hmm. You know, seeing him on that big stage, you know, obviously I was nervous, but at the same time, I had seen Jalen pull off some miracles before. So it was weird because, you know, here you have this high school kid that you just coached in high school playing in the Final Four. It was like, wow, I've been blessed, I guess, is what I said to myself.
And then he makes the shot.
And then he makes the shot.
Yeah.
We were going nuts, that's for sure. I've been upstairs in my house. So
Now you've got another player this year by the name of Prince Alegbe, and it's not fair to say, well, Suggs, you know, and to put him in the same category, but he's certainly a very good player. Scores about 28 a game and has got his own Division I future ahead. How good is he?
He's definitely a different player. That's the great thing about him this year is he had averaged 11 points a game. So and his mindset is not as a scorer. He likes to play all around. He likes to distribute the ball. And so we, at the beginning of the year, said, you know what, we're going to need you to get up around, 20 to 25 a game. Well, then, we had one of our other leading scorers transfers.
Yeah.
So I had to sit him down and say, hey, sorry, buddy, but you're going to have to get up to 30 a game.
Huh.
And he looked at me and said, okay, coach. And it's not that he was unwilling. It was just that, he would rather be a guy that does it all, that passes more. You can see that in him. But he knew that the best for our team was to score 30 a game. And he's pretty close to that right now.
Now, you could play in the region finals tomorrow again. Is it just different after, you know, what you guys have gone through, so dominant? And this year, you mentioned your point guard transfers. You had to kind of reconfigure the team. Is it just as satisfying? Is it different? What's it feel like this year?
It's always satisfying, and every year is different, and it satisfies you in a different way. But this year, definitely, it was back to coaching a lot more basics. It was, you know, relying that this is a year that we've relied on one individual way more than any before. So it was finding ways and opportunities to maximize Prince's talent, the other boys as well. But he's just been our strength. So, yeah, it kind of is back to, you know, regular coaching again versus, you know, managing a team, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Well, Lance, we appreciate you giving us some time. I mean, it's about as good as it gets. You get to coach a game tomorrow. Saturday, Chet plays again. Jalen's playing, you know, in the NBA schedule. You're in basketball heaven right now, aren't you?
Amen.
Have fun tomorrow night. Thanks for giving us some time, Coach.
Thanks for you for having me.
You bet. Lance Johnson, head coach of Minnehaha Academy. Yeah, what they did last year, I mean, it was seek and destroy, you know? And meanwhile, Suggs is, you know, taking his team to the national championship game, and we're going to see two lottery picks from the same high school back-to-back years. I mean, these things are just so foreign to say in Minnesota. You know, you're not used to saying it. When we come back, Rich Melzer is going to join us. He played for the San Antonio Spurs at one time. He was at the Timberwolves game last night. And he works in the city of Minneapolis for an organization that their job is to help homeless teens. Now, think about that. Homeless teens. There's this population that you don't think about that doesn't live at home for different reasons or doesn't have a home for different reasons. And Rich has been to the NBA and back, and but he is committed to the city of Minneapolis. And he will share with us what that journey is like. Plus, we'll talk about the Timberwolves game last night with the Lakers. That was different. Davante Adams, by the way, from Green Bay, traded to the Oakland Raiders. If you haven't heard that, Packer fans, let me just be the first and thrilled to bring that to you. Packer fan alert. Davante Adams is no longer a Packer. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.